What's up? Summer of service. Young women in one Michigan ward decided to take things up a notch with regard to providing service. They chose to focus their activities on service projects during the entire summer, calling it the Summer of Service, and they completed 11 projects in all. Their activities included babysitting, making blueberry jam for new members in the ward, packing food at the Bishop's storehouse, scraping wallpaper in a member's home, picking up garbage at a local playground, and more. I thought it would be exhausting, says Anne M., but it was really fun. While the young women certainly helped plenty of people in their ward, they also looked for others to serve. For one service project, they ran a cupcake walk as part of an annual fundraising event that provides inner-city school children with free school supplies. It felt good to help people outside the church, says Sarah V. The young women learned to love service and are still on the lookout for more service opportunities. It was one of the most memorable and life-changing experiences for me spiritually, says Ashley J. Send in your ideas. Now it's your turn. What service projects have you participated in recently? You can share your activities with us by going online to newera.lds.org and clicking Submit Your Work.
5 fun ways to cook outdoors. You know Dad wants to. Number 1. The ever-popular barbecue grill. You can't go wrong with a classic. 2. Two words. Dutch oven. Number 3. Shish kebabs cooked over a campfire on a metal marshmallow roaster. Layer cuts of meat with veggies, such as a bell pepper and onion, and cook over a contained flame. 4. Tinfoil dinners cooked in a campfire. And 5. Anything in a cardboard oven. Completely line the inside of a box with 2 layers of tinfoil. Place bricks and hot coals on the bottom, and then bake anything you would cook inside a normal oven. Self-reliance tip. Not only are these ideas fun, but they'll also help you learn skills you can use in times of natural disasters or power outages.
Quote from conference. We will be blessed as we feel gratitude for the atonement of Jesus Christ, renew our baptismal covenants, feel forgiveness, and receive inspiration from the Holy Ghost as we partake of the sacrament each week. It will always be a great sacrament meeting if the sacrament is the center of our worship. Elder Don R. Clark of the 70, Blessings of the Sacrament. Ensign, November 2012, page 106.
My favorite scripture, Enos chapter 1, verse 27. And I rejoice in the day when my mortal shall put on immortality and shall stand before him. Then shall I see his face with pleasure, and he will say unto me, Come unto me, ye blessed. There is a place prepared for you in the mansions of my Father. This scripture is one of my favorites because it gives me hope and strength to be good, so that I might hear the Lord tell me, Come unto me, ye blessed. Max B., 17, Massachusetts, USA.
Father's Day Fun. Not sure how to make your dad feel special on Father's Day? Here's a few ideas. You could give him a homemade card, cookies, special breakfast, hugs, personal letter. You can make his bed, framed photo, DVD rental, a coupon book, be early to church, board games, favorite dinner, an outdoor walk, share your testimony, and say, I love you.
We've got mail, Disciples of Christ. I appreciated the article, How to Be a Disciple of Christ, by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, August 2012. After I read it, I started thinking that I need to do more to share the gospel. Then an opportunity came. While on a field trip with my school band, a friend and I started to talk about my religion and how it started. He said, I believe in God and that there is a right church, but how will I know which is the right one? I told him about Joseph Smith and ended up telling him the story of the Book of Mormon and also the history of the church up to when the saints moved to Utah. The whole time, my friend was asking me questions about specific people and wanted me to tell him more stories of people in the Book of Mormon. None of this would have happened if I hadn't told him that I was a Latter-day Saint. We must always have the Spirit burning within us so that others may take notice of us and want the happiness that we have because of the gospel in our lives. Thomas A., 17, New York, USA.
What do you think? We love hearing from you, whether it's sending us a message or leaving a comment online. Write to us by going online to newera.lds.org and clicking Submit Your Work. Or leave a comment on any article at youth.lds.org. End of What's Up.